right, y'all, get ready for another edition of News and Trends with your hosts, Dave and Lynn.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to News and Trends with Dave and Lynn. This is your host, David Coker, promoter, proprietor of Dave Mark Inc., also marketing specialist and all-around good guy. I got my partner, Mr. Leonard Young, hanging with me. He's going to say he's all-around good guy, but, you know, he's all right. I'm just letting y'all know, but I'm introducing you to him, Mr. Leonard Young.
Yep, hey, this guys. Is... How you doing? This is Leonard Young, CEO of National Black Guide, DelawareBlack.com, Black Media Specialist. And like Dave said, I'm all right. How you doing, sir?
Better, man. I can't call it. Everything good with you?
Yeah, Dave. When I say this weekend and this week has felt like, what are they calling the market right now? A bear market? I feel like a bear has been on my back this weekend. So, you know, this weekend is the first weekend I feel like I started to get affected by these gas prices.
Oh, really?
It was the first time where I'm like, man, hold on. I just filled up the other day. Like, why am I putting another $30, $40 in the tank? And I mean, it's just crazy. So, you know, now is officially don't call me for no rides unless you got gas money. I was talking to one of my friends today, and she was talking about this house she was going to buy. And she's like, go by and look at it. And I was like, Dave, I was like, gas doesn't afford me to go by and look at no houses. You know, I look on Zillow and realtor.com.
Well, it's amazing because it used to be you could put $20 in your tank and you could ride for $20 really don't do anything. And I don't care what kind of car you got, unless you got an electric car that, you know, that's not using gas like that, because everybody's going to be buying electric cars pretty soon, you know, just because of the gas prices. So,
now they're probably going to try to get us and double the price of those electric cars. So now that they know we're in need.
Yeah, definitely. It's, well, they're already expensive already. And so with the supply and demand, as far as that goes, as far as the gas goes, yeah, it's gonna be ugly out here, man. It really is. Talking about working from home, more and more people want to be like you and work from home, man. I'm telling you, nobody's gonna want to go anywhere.
Well, here, I put it like this: don't work from home if you have kids who got all types of activities. Because I feel like I do. Like, you know, sometimes I wish I had a job. You know, like a 9 to 5. Yeah, but you know what's crazy? These activities for the kids, they start before most people get off work. You know, like my son was having, he was having his sports activity starting at 4:15. And it's like, okay, like, you know, most people don't get off till 4, maybe 5 o'clock. I mean, just craziness. So I am tired of running around for the kids, you know, in these last couple of days.
Yeah, I get it, and I'm so glad I'm not in your shoes anymore, man. That I got to do that. My youngest son, I know my oldest son, he has to take his daughter around a lot to dance, because she's in dance, and I know she has a pretty heavy schedule. But I'm just so glad I ain't got to do that, you know. So yeah, but hey, more power to you guys. So you know, but it is what it is. It's been interesting. The weekend was busy for me as well. But
yeah, how was that wedding?
Oh, the wedding was nice.
That you, nice. Tim Dog did.
That was Kristen's son's wedding, and congratulations to the new Mr. and Mrs. Barnes, who got married over the weekend, and it was nice. We had a good time, and glad that they were able to go ahead and do what the, you know, what they wanted to do, which was go ahead and get married. So we're
definitely
happy. So, yeah. So, well, I understand as we go ahead and move it along that we have some shout outs we want to make. people that we want to thank for taking the time to listen to us. We're getting international, man. We're all over now. So we want to make sure that the people who take time to turn us on and listen to us, you know, we always want to make sure that we know that they're listening and let other people know that they're listening. So we're gonna let you guys know who's listening to us outside of our area. Okay. So go ahead.
The first people we'd like to thank out of California, Denise and Anthony Barrett. Please forgive if I said the last name, pronounced it incorrectly. Eric from Arizona, we have Sylvia Brown Ortega. And Dave, I'll say this, if Sylvia forms a group and we can come out there and do a podcast, Arizona is beautiful. Beautiful. In Illinois, we have Jessica Motzinger. Texas, San Antonio, we have Augusta Gunton, Ann Smith, David Langerfield, and Lori Hopkins White. In Marble Falls, Texas, we have Chris Colbert or Colbert. And then in Austin, Texas, which is a place, I don't know if you, Dave, I don't know if you know, I used to live in Austin, Texas area. I lived in Round Rock, right outside of Austin. And Dave, you think we had some hot weather up here? Whew, that Austin heat. But out of Austin, we have Lee Manor, Sharon and Corey Bradford, and Tammy Richardson Manor.
Okay. All right. Is that everybody?
Yep. That is everybody on our list.
I want to make one correction. That first, sure. That's Denise and Anthony Barnett.
Oh, Barnett. Okay, I apologize.
Barnett. So we want to make sure we get their name correct. So so we got California, we got Arizona, we got Illinois, we got Texas, and you know, so we get people. You know, we appreciate you all, and thank you for taking the time to listen. And you know, we're just two guys out of the little state of Delaware trying to make some noise, and we're glad that you guys heard us. That's what we're saying. So,
let me tell you something funny about looking at the list. We must not have no East Coast followers. You know, nobody from Delaware, Pennsylvania, New York, Jersey, Virginia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Florida. Nobody on the East Coast showing us no love.
Yeah, I know. I mean, you know, well, we can't say Delaware and so forth. You know, we got Delaware people. I mean, who? We got people.
Who we got from Delaware?
Look, you're not getting me around. Look, we just read their names off last week, remember? We read some names off last week.
We did.
Yeah, okay, all right.
Yeah,
you know, they told, look, Leonard said that, y'all. That wasn't me, okay? I'm just letting you know. That's Leonard Young. Okay, they said that, not David Coker. Okay,
my memory is short term.
Yeah, and we do have I know we have a listener, one or two listeners in Rhode Island, that listens to the show, Miss Brenda Lawton, and I know she's in Rhode Island, and so I'm missing somebody. Somewhere.
Dave, you better get in trouble, man.
There's a Karen Jones down in Virginia that listens.
Okay.
North Carolina, not yet, but our goal is to get, we want to try to get somebody in every state, don't we? At least one.
Yeah, at least one. So
at
basically,
least one in every state.
Basically, we can get 50 listeners.
Yeah, see, here we go. Okay, we got more than 50 listeners, man. What are you talking about?
I'm just joking, Dave.
Yeah, no, I don't know what's wrong with him today, folks. Don't pay any attention to him.
Oh my goodness.
I think the heat's getting to him. I don't know. Maybe he's been cooped up. Oh, maybe he's been drinking gas. I don't know. But anyway. So, what we're going to talk about today, why don't you tell him that? Let's hope you don't get this screwed up here. Come on.
Sure. So the first topic we're going to talk about the rent prices and how the median rent price national is now over $2,000. Also talk about Simone Biles and other gymnasts suing the FBI for about $1 billion. We're going to talk about Tim Anderson, one of your favorite baseball players, deleting his his Instagram. And then we're going to talk about Jennifer Hudson winning another award. And then we're also going to talk about the, this is a local story. There was a an armored car or armored truck that was pretty much hijacked here in Delaware. So we're going to talk about those topics today. So Dave, leading off, we're going to talk about, and this is something we've been hearing about a lot. And, you know, I think everybody, if anyone out there is renting, you know, they probably feel the pain, but, you know, we're going to be talking about how the cost of rent is just skyrocketing. Right now, there are a lot of people complaining about just the cost of rent, and the rent is rising faster than salaries. I'm not sure if you're familiar, Dave, there was an article that came out saying that in New York City, I think specifically Manhattan, a lot of landlords were demanding that tenants make seven times the cost of rent in order to rent their luxury venues in Manhattan. I'm like, man, it's just crazy. I've also heard a lot of stories about, let's say in the past 6 months when lease renewals have come around, that some people have increased the lease rent 20, 30, 40, even as much as 60 or 70%. Almost doubling what people are paying for rent. It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, of course, a lot of this that's happening is, well, New York is New York. You know, that's a whole different entity in itself. But a lot of this is happening because it's happening here in Delaware and, you know, surrounding areas as well. A lot of it is based on what's going on with the housing market.
Right.
Because the housing market has gotten so ridiculous now. You go to buy a house now, you got to have $20,000, $30,000 in cash to put down on that house, you know, just to have a shot at getting it. You know, you may have to put down more than that because people are snatching up these houses left and right. They didn't mark the house that used to cost, you know, in a certain neighborhood, 200,000 is now going for 300,000 and 400,000. And the same house that, you know, nothing different about it. It's just right. Marked up now. And in order to get that house, you have to, you know, be able to outbid some people for the house. You know?
Yeah.
And for those people who don't have the money to put out, you know, and to make those kind of bids, you know, the $20,000 and $30,000 that you probably have to put down to get to even have a shot at getting a house, they're finding themselves having to go into an apartment. And these landlords and the apartment owners know this, and they've raised the prices so that, you know, they can get maximum dollars from these people who are being forced into these apartments. You know, it is really, really crazy right now. And have you noticed all of a sudden, especially here in Delaware, all the apartments that are being built all of a sudden?
Oh, have you noticed it? Yep. Everybody trying to capitalize on that.
Everybody trying to capitalize on it. Yep. Yep. Over by my job, in back of my job, they're building these luxury apartments back there in the shop where the shopping center is. And they said the rent is going to start about the lowest one would be $1,500, and the average is going to be anywhere from $15,000 to $2,000. The wow. price, the rent, you know, and that's a college, and you know, that's basically on a college campus, yeah. you know. So, you know, definitely, and they're supposed to be 2 and 3 bedroom places, and it's that's what's causing everything to go up. But then, of course, in New York, you know, that's a whole different entity because it's always right. high in New York, but. Of course, because of the market and everything that's going on, the economy, everything's hard right now.
Yeah, definitely. I'm looking here at the article from NPR as well. And, you know, for our listeners in Austin, it specifically said Austin, Seattle, Cincinnati, rents are up more than 30%. And in Los Angeles, in fact, Dave, take a quick guess. What do you think the median rent in Los Angeles is?
Probably $3,000.
$3,400.
Yep. There you go.
I mean, just crazy. So, I mean, even we think about that, $3,400, I'm trying to do my quick math because my math ain't mathing right now. But, you know, that's probably right around $40,000 a year that somebody's just paying out for rent, which is just crazy.
I'd be interested, or a couple that's in California, I'd be interested in what they would have to say about how much rent rent costs out there, you know, that they're aware of, you know, in their area, and probably in Texas too, you know. So, you know, so if you guys have any comments about that particular article and story that Leonard's talking about, and you know, in your area, feel free to share with us and let us know. We'd be curious, because we know around here, you know, and we have a lot of people that moved to Delaware, like from New York and New Jersey and Maryland, Pennsylvania, because we are lower, and you know, Delaware is a tax-free state. So a lot of people come here thinking that they're getting deals, but of course people that have been here be saying, man, everything's high now, you know. So you know, it's really crazy. So hopefully something's got to change between the gas prices and everything else that's going up. You know, something's got to give at some point. Definitely.
Yep. Anything you're definitely right about that. Huh?
No, I was saying, you got anything else for me?
Yeah, so the only other thing I was looking at, and, you know, of course, we are Delaware. What do you think the average price rent median in Delaware is?
Oh, I'd say about $1,500, $1,600.
Yep, $1,300.
Okay, all right. I was a little high, but depending on what area you're in.
Oh, yeah.
So that's. So if you're in the burbs, you know, in Wilmington, I would say it's anywhere from, you know, 1,000 to 1,300. But once you get outside of, you know, downtown, you know, it's going up. Definitely.
Oh yeah, definitely.
So,
definitely. Well, and you know, City of Wilmington probably made a great decision, because you know they built that, I guess, apartment condo place where the parking garage used to be.
Right.
So
right.
And I heard that was specifically to cater to millennials. So they probably had that completed right in time for the pandemic.
Yeah, I hear it's pretty nice down here too.
Yep.
But have they rented a lot of those places?
I'm sure they probably rented before they were even done. I was talking to a store owner down there, and what she said is a lot of the people buying those or renting them are transplants, because people in Wilmington are like, oh, you know, that's too much money. Where people from New York, Jersey, and Philly are like, that's it.
Yeah, they're paying it.
That's it.
Yeah, they're paying it. Yeah. That's just like down in the Middletown area. And Townsend area.
Right.
New Yorkers make up about 30 to 40% of that area.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Come down, get all that land.
Yep. And because they came down here, got good deals, and, you know, and a lot of them moved out of apartments into houses down here.
So, yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. Well, you know, even with that, a lot of them, and I appreciate the fact too, a lot of the New Yorkers and people from Philadelphia, not only did they buy houses down here, but they started businesses down here. You know, a lot of the new Black businesses in Delaware, you know, are not native Delawareans, which is dope.
Yeah. Well, Delaware has become a very transient place because, you know, hey, there's not many Delawareans still here anymore.
I know, Dave. What I mean? Dave, you're one of the few born here, school, college,
been here all my life. So
in fact,
I ain't get to be like you and end up in Austin.
Well, I mean, you could have. You could
have. That's all you can say is that I could have.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, I was going to say, if you just made that one decision to go to FAMU, FAMU would have taken you around the world. Ain't no telling.
Yeah.
You might be in Tokyo right now.
Okay. All right. I hear you. Because if I went to FAMU, huh?
Yeah. You know, okay. FAMU would have opened up your eyes to the you know, the whole diaspora experience.
Okay. All right. I heard it all now. Okay. Let's move on to our next.
I'm just saying. HBCU pride.
Yeah.
All right. So the next story we're going to talk about is so Simone Biles, of course, everybody knows she's probably the greatest, you know, gymnast of all time, and just happens to be a Black female. She and other Olympic gymnasts are suing the FBI for mishandling the Larry Nassar investigation. And of course, he was a trainer who was, kind of molesting and, you know, sexually molesting gymnasts during, I guess, his training activities. And so that collective of gymnasts are actually suing the FBI for about a billion dollars. And the premise behind this is that they claim that the FBI, while doing their investigation on Nassar, allowed additional gymnasts to be sexually molested while they were putting a case against them. So of course, Simone Biles, Allie Rams, Raisman, Michaela Maroney, some of the more prominent ones are kind of leading that charge. But basically, you know, they want the FBI to be held accountable because, you know, just allowing those female athletes to continue to be sexually abused. And I'm sorry, I think I said Larry Nassar was a trainer. He was a team doctor for USA Gymnastics. But, you know, basically they claim that, you know, he could have been stopped before he had the chance to abuse hundreds of girls, you know, during his tenure as team doctor for the USA Gymnastics team. So, you know, when I heard this story, you know, it definitely makes you feel a certain way because we can kind of understand people building cases to make sure that they can prosecute, you know, people to the fullest extent of the law. But then on the flip side, you know, for young girls, many of them minors, to be, you know, molested, you know, in between that time is, you know, pretty disgusting.
Yeah, I remember when this story came out, and then you started seeing all the gymnasts that came out, a lot of them whose names you've heard before if you follow the Olympics and those gymnastic competitions and so forth. Well, you just talked about it yourself, about the activities that your kids have. You know, a lot of these activities involve coaches and trainers and so forth. And, you know, this, you know, having to take a leap of faith in trusting these people to handle your children properly. This guy was a predator. You know, all the years that he did it. I mean, because when you started seeing all the women that stepped up, there were some of the women were like 40 years old, yeah, you know, 50
they
years
back
old.
A while.
They dated back a while. And you know, and you start saying to yourself, wow, how did he get away with it so long? But then you hear this story and you look at what they're saying in this lawsuit and saying that the FBI knew, you know, and didn't do anything or didn't move quick enough to stop a lot of this stuff from happening, even though they had evidence that was suggesting that he might have been doing these things, is really a shame. And because of that, I think that there's going to probably be, I don't know if they'll be able to prove it in court, but there might be a settlement. You know what I mean? You know, because I'm sure the FBI knew. It's just, why is it always the FBI is behind some of the biggest conspiracies?
I know, ain't it crazy?
When you look at history and you look at a lot of the stuff that they already knew, and then how things kind of unfold, and you know, the FBI was always had their fingerprints on that stuff. You know,
right?
It's crazy. You know, yeah. I feel so bad for all of them, though. And the stuff, when you start reading the, you know, the stuff that was going on with these people and what he was doing, it was sad. It really was. And then as a parent, you have to think to yourself that you felt, you kind of feel bad yourself. You felt the kid. Yeah,
definitely some guilt.
Yeah. You know, because you were not able to help the kid. Of course, you know, I'm sure he struck fear in their hearts about not saying anything. But man, I hope they get that money and you know, of course they'll have to split it amongst each other, but if they get $1 billion, well, if they win a $1 billion lawsuit, right, do they get the $1 billion? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I'm sure they do, because you know, there has to be some pain, suffering, emotional damage. So here in the article, it also states that, and I guess this was prior to this recent lawsuit. So the school where Nassar was employed, Michigan State University, they agreed to pay various settlements totaling up to about $500 million. And then separately, the U.S. Olympic Committee and USA Gymnastics also settled and a $380 million settlement. So, you know, so this
is how much come out of NASA's pocket?
Probably nothing. We already know $500 million didn't come out of his pocket.
Yeah. There we go. And the person, I mean, yeah, he's in jail, but he's also not, you know, none of that money's coming out of his pocket. It's Michigan State University, because they employed them, of course, you know, they're liable. So they had to, you know, they had to come out of, you know, their insurance, they had to pay out that money, or their, we don't know if it's coming from their insurance or actually coming out their budget. I mean, it's a messy situation. It's, I feel for those gymnasts. I feel Simone, and to have a face like Simone, you know, to be there, that makes it even more of a powerful case. And I remember watching her talk about it and how emotional she got. And, you know, all those women are probably scarred for life.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and they only talking about the women, because I understand there was some male gymnasts that was also involved too. They just haven't been named like the women have, because so.
And it's probably also a pride thing. You know, most men don't want to admit that they've been abused or anything like that too.
Yeah. Well, I guess we'll be following this story to, you know, keep an eye on what happened, and hopefully, you know, that justice will prevail in this case, and that everyone will get what they should be getting, which is some type of justice, and also hopefully you know, have some kind of financial reward as well, or, you know, as we like to say, reparations. You know, so well, from one athlete to another, let's talk about somebody we just talked about a couple weeks ago, right? We've talked this guy keeps popping up. He's interesting right now. Mr. Tim Anderson. We talked about Mr. Tim Anderson a couple weeks ago. Got into, matter of fact, they just upheld that Josh, the guy that he got into it with, Josh Donaldson. They just upheld his suspension. They just ruled, because he tried to get it reduced and they upheld it.
Oh, did he? Okay.
But he got into it a couple of weeks ago with a white ball player who called him Jackie after Jackie Robinson, and it was a big thing. We talked about it. If you didn't hear News and Trends a couple of weeks ago, you can go back and listen to it. We welcome you to do that, you know, and you'll hear the story about what happened. And then since then, Tim Anderson is a very good ball player. He plays for the Chicago White Sox, and he's really good. He's an all-around ball player, very endearing, personable. He's in a couple commercials that you see on TV. Matter of fact, he's in one with the Phillies MVP, Mr. Bryce Harper. So he's actually kind of living the life right now because, you know, a lot of people know who he is, and he, you know, he's very popular right now. Well, story comes
dun,
out.
Dun, dun. And then.
Yeah, and this is how the fight started. You know, that's what happens, you know. So this story, let me read the headline. It says MLB messiness. Uh-oh. Every time you hear that word, messiness,
I know,
right. There's something going
like,
on.
Like, get ready.
Yeah. It says White Sox shortstop Tim Anderson deletes his IG or Instagram page after trending over rumors he cheated on his wife and fathered a child. No, Tim, no. He didn't do that for real, did you? You know, so there was just a few days ago, not too long ago, there was, pictures of Tim and his wife. They were being posted on their Instagram page talking about how happy the family was. They got two kids. One was born in 2016. One was born in 2019. His wife's name is Bria. And, they look like they have the perfect relationship. It's always the perfect relationship, doesn't it? It always looks like the perfect relationship. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't want one of those. I don't want one of those.
the wife is always saying, the wife was said that he's always been the sweetest guy, but it's something totally different seeing a guy with his daughter, seeing them love on each other and bond with each other. You can really see their bond is much different than the bond I have with her. She has a special love for her dad. He's her first love. You know, and then she posted all these pictures. Leonard's going through. He's looking at the story. See all the pictures, right, Leonard? They look so happy together. Yeah. They do a Christmas tradition where they dress up in pajamas and everything. Bama. So everything's looking good. Then it says, unfortunately, another woman ended up posting a picture of the Major League Baseball player the very next day after the wife posted her stuff, causing quite a commotion online. Timmy.
Oh, is this
Timmy? What you doing, Timmy? What you doing? Social media influencer Deja Lene. Now, that name tells you right there. Deja Lene. That's trouble right there. Isn't that one of them trouble names?
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Letter's not going to say too much in this case, people. I'm telling you that there. Who's best friends with Ari Fletcher. Anybody, if you know anything about Ari Fletcher, Ari be getting down herself. You know what I mean? So, according to the Jasmine brand, posted the baseball player to our IG stories on June 13th. So this just happened. This was yesterday.
Well, hold on, Dave. I mean, let me see. Was it 20? Oh, that's 8 hours ago. So we missed yesterday.
Yeah. So, this was a couple days after the wife posted the great pictures of the family and everything. And then it says, to make the snap all the more incriminating, she added the caption. Why she do this, Leonard?
Uh-oh.
Baby father with a black heart emoji. Now, this young lady is clearly pregnant, okay? And she's posing, you know, with the baby pose, you know, making herself look good. And bam, she's pregnant and she says baby's father. And in one picture, you can see that the woman has the number 7 tattooed on her chest.
Oh, Lord. Tim.
Timmy, what you doing, Timmy? Why is the number 7 all that important, people? That's Tim's number, y'all. Why? Timmy, That's messy, man. You can't be doing stuff like that. It said once Tim's supposedly infidelity went viral, Lene made her motives known, seemingly thanking the internet for making the situation trend. Laughing my, you know what, all thank y'all, she wrote in her Instagram story over a black screen. So this girl did this to put it out there so it can get all out there.
Damn.
Made the boy delete his Instagram page.
Now, Dave, I don't know what he thought deleting his Instagram page was going to do.
I know. I love him when I hear those stories of people delete their page and everything.
I'm like, you know, when you're a celebrity.
But that didn't help him. Yeah, it definitely page, didn't help him.
Yeah, no. I mean,
that means
deleting
guilty,
your page
right?
Don't make nothing go away. Because
it makes it even more guilty. Right?
They're still talking on Twitter. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, all the blogs look like they done picked it up.
Yeah. They said the wife, you know, neither him or the wife are talking. He deleted his Instagram page, but Bria has put restriction on comments on her page. So
yeah, I did say you can't comment.
Yeah, you can't comment. But this girl is showing is living her best life. When you go to her page and everything, you look at the pictures.
She's dancing.
Living her best life. She dances. She clearly pregnant. There ain't no question about that. She clearly pregnant, and she definitely. You can see that number 7, right
where?
There.
Where? Where's it? Right. Oh damn.
You see it?
Yeah, I see it.
You
now.
See it? Yeah, she making sure you see it.
Yeah, she does. Well, Dave, yeah, I mean, she probably figured she just hit the lottery, so you know she got a lot to be excited for.
What? I'm just saying. I mean, it doesn't look like it's not true. But what if it's not true? What then?
So you want me to tell
what
you
if
thing?
He what if he never maybe flirted with her? Maybe they maybe hung out. Maybe they did. What if he didn't sleep with her and she's making up all of this stuff? Wow. What happened?
I mean, it could be, you know, Dave, nowadays, you never know. Because, I mean, we think about it. I wonder, so right now she has 159,000 followers. I wonder how many followers she had 24 hours ago, 48 hours ago. Because
probably 10.
Yeah,
probably
because, 10. You know, there are a lot of people, you know, men and women, who will do and say outrageous stuff just to get attention and to, you know, bring their numbers up. Like, I think you heard about that, the female blogger, Tasha K, who spoke ill on Cardi B and Cardi B sued her and won.
Yeah.
But, you know, some of the stuff she said was, I mean, like, there was no fact to it. It was like, you know, I think sometimes people just say whatever they want to say and, you know, other people have to live with the consequences. So,
well, yeah, they do it for the come up. I mean, you know, and of course, you know, the more followers you get, the more chance you get to making money and getting noticed. And, you know, and if that baby is, she already get paid anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, sure. Well, you know, one of the first things I looked at is just because I think we all been in a situation with a scorned woman. You know, I looked at the wife's page to see if all them group pictures were down. But, you know, as of right now, all the pictures up. So, like, I think if those pictures come down.
She can't take those down right now. She can't do that. She has to show some support for her husband. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. She can't let the girl win at this very moment. Not right now. Now, they might come down later on.
Yeah.
Yeah, but right now, you know, she can't do that because that means the girl wins if she takes him down right away.
Right. Because, I mean, I will say, I'm not sure when she posted this last video 2 days ago. So this might have been before she announced, but she is definitely excited.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she planned this. Yeah. They must have had a conversation. It didn't go the way that
right.
She wanted it to go. And she said, okay, that's what you want to do?
Right.
Okay. All right.
That right there is one of those, okay, you do you, I'll do me.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
So Tim, I'm curious.
And what's even crazy, Tim is hurt right now with a groin pull. I've been working too much.
You know,
so he's not even playing at the moment. So, you know, right. So I'm sure that, you know, he probably needs to keep doing some stretching right about now. So, you know,
right.
But, you know, we'll be hearing about this story for a minute. So, so all right, Tim, go steal some bases, man. All right. So we'll move on to our next story. We have a local story. And the reason that I wanted to talk about this story, because this seems like something out of a movie plot to me. You know, how many movies have we seen where an somebody robs a bank, or they hold up a armored car or something like that, right? So this story happened here in Delaware, where this man disguised as a Garda employee. Garda is an armored car company here in located in Wilmington, Delaware. He walks up and he basically carjacks the vehicle that was sitting outside on the street. He was dressed in their uniform. He was wearing a mask, and he had the uniform on. He assaulted the two employees as they left out of the building that they were coming out of, the business they were coming out of. The two employees were women. Okay. The man had a handgun and was able to disarm one of the women and use a stun gun on her, which left her immobilized and with minor injuries. He was able to get into the truck and drive away with an undisclosed amount of cash. Now, you can't get more simple than that story. It sounds too easy, right?
Yeah, it does. So basically I'm curious, and I mean, no disrespect to anybody, but you would think that for the Garda truck, they would always have a man, like, you know, a woman and a man, two men, and no disrespect. Hopefully I'm not turning anybody off, but you know, if there is a regular size to a large man, you know, he may be able to easily disarm, you know, two women, or at least, you know, one woman at a time.
Well, or unless the women were working with
him. Ooh, plot twist, huh, Dave?
Yes, because this, to me, this is David Coker talking, sounds like an inside job to me.
Yeah, definitely. Okay.
It just seemed too easy. The person walked up in a Garda uniform.
Right.
Okay. Now, the only way that he probably could have that is if he worked there at one time and still had his uniform. If he still works there, and of course, you know, he has a uniform. Or somebody slipped him a uniform. Or he paid to get one from somebody. Okay, those are the scenarios that had to happen for him to have this uniform on. The second thing is he knew the run, he knew what time they would be there, and he waited for them to come out. And he mustn't. Maybe these people are the same people that do that run every day, and he knew what to do. I just think that it just went too smoothly and he got away.
Right.
And guess what? No surveillance cameras caught them anything on tape.
Oh, wow.
Okay, meaning that there was no surveillance camera right in that immediate vicinity for them to be seen. How convenient is that?
It is. And to be honest, you would think that they would have cameras on the vehicle too.
Yeah.
You know, well, I mean, like,
they probably do. They probably do, but maybe that guy kind of
disarmed them.
Knew the vehicle. He either was disarmed or he knew the vehicle enough to be outside the camera. So I just think there's a lot of fishiness here. I wouldn't be surprised if something comes out later on saying that it was an inside job and that, you know, naming the people who were involved. Okay.
Right.
Because, it, you know, this looks like something that, we would see on TV. I was watching something on TV the other day that was so similar to this happening, you know, and I was saying, that would never happen in real life.
Little did you know.
Yeah, I guess I was wrong. But I for people that are listening, you're listening to News and Trends with Dave and Len, especially our local listeners. I want to know what you guys think. I know a lot of you guys have heard this story. And I want to know what you guys think about the story. Do you think that it was legitimately a well thought out plan that worked? Or do you think this guy had help on the inside to make it work?
Yes. Okay. So, I mean, I don't know. Say, you know, I definitely think he had help. So, you know, I'm reading the article that's on Delaware Online, and it's just not adding up. So it says a man with a handgun was able to disarm one of the two women. Okay.
Yeah.
So if I have a handgun and I'm disarming the woman, I don't know. So first of all, like where's the other officer at, the guard employee at?
Yeah, I know.
You know,
I know, because they don't really mention that other person. Now, were they in the truck? Were they outside the truck? We don't know.
Then he used the stun gun on her, which left her with minor injuries. So basically, you know, she wasn't hurt.
But she probably was on the ground, you know?
Yeah, so I'm not sure. So like when I think of the movies and I think of people doing like the fake robberies, okay, yeah. I'm gonna inflict a little bit of pain, you know, just so you go through something, but I'm not gonna hurt you. And in turn, it's like, okay, I don't know, Dave. I mean, it's just not making sense.
It's not, and I agree with you, Leonard. I think it's definitely something suspicious here, and I just feel that. There's definitely more to this story than meets the eye. And I'm curious to know, because if that person was camped out outside of there waiting for this particular pickup to happen, then that must be a very, well, it's a well-known rental agency property, management company that these guys, the truck, the guarded people was there picking up the money from. So, you know, so they this person must know that there was at least a certain amount of money that was going to be in that truck at that particular time.
Right.
So I'm sure, since it's in an undisclosed amount of money, that guy got away with quite a bit.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay. So, and if it's untraceable, if there's no die tax in that money or whatever, that guy got away with money.
Yeah. And not only that, where he dropped the vehicle off, there were no cameras. Nobody saw anything in that area either. So, you know, he almost got out of there like a thief in the night.
Yeah. And then, you know, had time to change his clothes, get in another vehicle, wherever the case may be, you know, so, yeah. I mean, either that guy was a mastermind without help.
Right.
Or he pulled off the perfect robbery with help.
So you know, we already know it's not perfect. Like, so Dave, I was telling you during prior to we got on, my wife's uncle works for, he's like an executive at a, you know, one of these armored truck companies. And he says that 90% of the time, if there's some type of robbery or missing money, it involves the employees who work there. So I'm really curious how this is going to turn out too, because, you know, there's so many questions that I know they're going to interrogate the hell out of those two women. And I feel bad if their names pop up, because if their names pop up, I made Facebook. I'm like, shit, like what the hell happened here?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah. I mean, because that person is probably, unless they, you know, if they get, if we find out that the women were involved or, and there's more people involved,
right,
and nobody talks, that guy gets to walk away with all that money, man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you already know. I know people talk about no snitching, but ain't no mothers, sisters, aunties trying to go to jail for no man and not get no return.
Not getting paid for it.
Right. So Dave, let me pose another question to you. So I don't know if you remember, so about 4 or 5 weeks ago, we were proposing these scenarios back and forth. So you're driving home, you know, all the way back in your development.
Yeah.
You know, it's about 7 or 8 o'clock, just getting dark. And you see a Garda armored car sitting right before you make that last turn on whatever street to get to your house. The back doors are open. There's a bag or two on the ground. You see a couple of dollar bills waving. What you about to do?
Well, if it's in that stretch that you're talking about before you get to my house, I'm grabbing some money up. I ain't gonna lie, because you know there ain't no cameras in that area. So if it's right there, I might be doing all right for a minute.
Right,
you know,
right.
So, but if it's on the main street, because I've seen something happen with Garda. Garda could be a little messy at times. Cause I actually was up on Market Street. This is when I was working for the Department of Labor back in around 2011. I'm up on Market Street in this up there by that McDonald's up there on Market Street.
Right.
And I'm across the street from there. There was a little diner that had breakfast there. I would go in there and get breakfast before I went to work, and I was getting breakfast, and all of a sudden I heard all this loud noise and all this commotion, and everybody hitting their brakes. One of the Garda trucks' doors flew open, and 2 or 3 bags of change, coins,
wow,
hit the street and was all over the street, man.
Like quarters, nickels, dimes, pennies?
Yeah, it was all coins, man. And so there were a couple people walking, you know, along Market Street there, and everybody stops, you know, and the guards get out and they got their guns in their hand. Nobody moved. And this one guy, you know, he's like, oh, I was going to help you guys pick it up. He said, don't touch anything. And he's got the gun in his hand. Wow. And they had to block that street off and get, they had people with vacuums come and vacuum the money up.
Wow.
It was crazy. Yeah. But they told nobody to go. Nobody could. They had other guards come up there. They had policemen there, and they had specialized vacuums to pick up the money. Yeah.
Well, it makes me think. We've probably all seen the videos. There was one video. I want to say they were in like L.A. or something on the highway. A Garda truck crashed, or something happened where the bags of money fell out. Dave, you would have thought it was Mardi Gras out there. People were in the streets,
grabbing the
money, you know, all that.
Yeah. Well, nowadays you got to think. If you're in an area where you know there's cameras and so forth, you don't go near it. It's just like I was talking to a guy the other day about ATMs. I used to work for this company that we handled the ATM machines. So if a malfunction or something happened with the machines, I worked at a computer, you know, that I was able to fix the machine from a computer. And so one time I get this call about this one machine spitting out $20 bills. And the person's like, this machine's over here spitting out $20 bills. I just asked for $20 and it's got bills going everywhere. And you can hear the people screaming and hollering, you know, because there was a couple people in line and people were picking up the money. And he said, man, y'all need to get somebody over here to get this machine fixed and whatever. So I shut the machine down from my computer and I was able to do that, but it must have spit out. They said, probably the guy said it was probably about $200, $320 that it spit out, you know? And so, and I said, tell the people not to take any of the money. And he said, I'm trying to, but he said, some people have left. They grabbed what they can get and they left.
Oh yeah, I'm sure and you're out of there.
He said, and the guy said, I didn't take anything. And he said, am I getting in trouble for this? Well, he's the person of record because he was the one that's on camera. And so, you know, so they had to go find out, you know, make sure he didn't take any money because the police got there in a hurry and they checked him and a couple other people that was there. They found out, you know, made sure he didn't have it. He said, man, I got a 20. This is what I came here for and I got a receipt for it. You know, but they just kept spitting out money. So, you know, people are going to take the money. They don't care. They don't think. So.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, so I wonder what the consequences is. So, like, let's say you just took $20. You just picked up one bill, kept on walking. You know, would that be a fine? I'm sure it wouldn't be jail time.
Well, you wouldn't. You probably can get away with that because you didn't. If you didn't get caught on camera,
right?
There's no way to track it.
Well,
but was all up.
Yeah. So I mean, saying
that guy was all on camera.
If someone did get caught on camera, and let's say they just took a $20 bill, I'm curious what their consequence would be.
That's still stealing.
Yeah.
It's not yours. It's not your coming from your account.
But would that be little enough they just let you go? Like, okay, give us a $20 back,
or they prosecute? It'd probably be a misdemeanor. It's a federal. That's a federal crime.
What, finding money on the street?
No, it's not finding money on the street unless it blew down the road. Right. You know, but if it's right there in that vicinity, now you know where that money came from.
Dave, Dave, just like they said, find a penny, pick it up all day long, have good luck.
Oh, Lord. Here we go. All right. Yeah. If people, if you hear about any of these stories happening in Wilmington, Delaware, and money has been said that somebody picked it up, I'm sure Leonard was in the vicinity, people. I'm just letting you know, okay? So that's all I got,
Dave,
to say.
Dave, don't come asking me for any of my millions that I don't picked up off now, the back of the garter truck.
Well, like I said, if it's coming down my street, you know, that street, that little clearing that we were talking about now, I can't say I won't do it there. okay. Anyway, moving on to our last story here. Just wanted to give some shout outs to our one of the great songbirds in the music industry, Ms. Jennifer Hudson. A couple days ago, Ms. Hudson pulled off one of the unique, I guess you can say, what's the word I'm looking for? Unique accomplishment. That's what I'm going to say. That only 16 other people have ever pulled off, which is she became an EGOT. What's an EGOT? Lenny, you know what an EGOT is, right?
Actually, I did not.
You did not know? Okay.
No, I did not.
Okay. Well, the first time I ever remember this being accomplished was by Rita Moreno, who was in the original West Side Story and, of course, has done a lot of different things over the years. She was the first one I ever really heard doing it that I ever, you know, was not saying she was the first one that did it, but she might have been the first one to do it, matter of fact. But I just always remember them talking about it. They just never called it EGOT. So the EGOT is a person that actually wins all of the major awards.
Oh, so what is it?
Standing for Emmy.
Yeah.
G standing for Grammy.
Oh, wow.
O standing for Oscar.
Oscar.
And Tony. T for Tony.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. And, that's interesting. Yeah.
And Jennifer Hudson pulled that off on Sunday night's Tony Awards by getting an award for producing an award-winning play. And, you know, it's really interesting because you would never know. The name of the play is called Strange Loop, by the way. And she was one of the producers of the play. And you would never thought, you know, that you would hear that. But here it is. Jennifer pulled it off. What I find so amazing about her is that Jennifer Hudson, first time out in any acting role or whatever, wins an Oscar. Her first album she releases, she wins a Grammy. You know, she does this show on TV and wins an Emmy. And now she produces her first play.
Right.
And she wins this award, the Tony Award. How is that luck or just skill? You know, I mean
she got
I'm a big
touch.
Jennifer Hudson fan. I'm a Jennifer Hudson fan because nobody can sing like that girl. That girl can sing. You know, she's one of those types that demands your attention. She's like Aretha, like Chaka Khan used to be. You know, Whitney Houston. When she hits that first note, she got your attention. You know what I mean? So, but what's so crazy, we know Jennifer Hudson because she competed on Idol. What people forget, she didn't win Idol. Fantasia won Idol that year. She was on the same show in the same year as Fantasia. When you look at it, they said the most successful Idol winner is Carrie Underwood. And I agree. Nobody's won more, made more money than Carrie Underwood as an Idol winner. But is Jennifer Hudson the most successful Idol contender or contestant? What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, she's definitely talented. Of course, I don't watch Idol, never have. But you want me to tell you where you know, Dave, I just want to throw that out there for context. I'm not an Idol fan. But how I remember her is through her ex-husband, David Ortega.
The former wrestler?
Yep, because he used to be on Flavor of Love.
Yep, that's right.
So,
yep.
Yeah.
He thought he was going to end up with New York back then, huh?
Yeah, but I mean, he I guess he still won the prize because he ended up with Jennifer Hudson, even though, you know, fortunately or unfortunately, that didn't work out. But,
I watched Idol the first 2 years, you know, I saw Kelly Clarkson. You know, they've had some big people, you know, Ruben Studdard, Kelly Clarkson, of course, Carrie Underwood. And Carrie Underwood is great. I mean, she's a great performer. Carrie Underwood is. Fantasia, of course, and Fantasia sang her butt off, you know, but Jennifer Hudson came in like fifth place on that show that year.
Is she?
Yes. Fourth or fifth place. She didn't finish in the top three, you know. And for her to have done all of this is unbelievable, you know. And so I just wanted to take the time to acknowledge her achievement. I loved her in Dreamgirls. Dreamgirls is one of my favorite movies, by the way. I love Dreamgirls because I love the music from Dreamgirls. And I saw the original play back in the day, so I've always, that's always been one of my favorites. But this just got to give her a shout out, you know, because that's one of ours. She's great. And she was good in, as Aretha Franklin as well. You know, she just came short of getting an Oscar nomination for that. So, it you know, when we had, you know, we got some talented people. That's all we got some talented people, you know. And just wanted to acknowledge her. The EGOT thing does not happen on a regular basis. It is a very unique thing to happen. And it's only been two Blacks that ever done it. So.
And I'll tell you, it's funny because I was just about to Google.
Yeah.
So, who was the other one?
I think it was it Audra McDonald?
Oh, I see here. John Legend.
What? John did it?
Okay, maybe I'm reading this list wrong. Hold up. Hold on. Winners in all four. Okay, here it is. John Legend, 2018. So he won an Emmy in 2018, a Grammy in 2006, an Oscar in 2014, and a Tony in 2017.
Right, and I also just saw another name on there, Whoopi Goldberg.
Where's Whoopi? Yep, Whoopi too. Let me just see if anyone else.
Yep. So three Blacks. Okay. And then we have Rita Moreno. You see Rita Moreno up there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that was the first one I ever heard that I ever heard of doing it, you know. Gotcha. She wasn't the first one, apparently, but she was the first one I ever remember hearing doing that. Okay, well, so three of them. So she's the third.
Yeah, learn something new every day.
Yeah. Well, that's great. So congratulations to Miss Jennifer Hudson. Go ahead, girl. That's all I got to say. Go ahead, girl. You know, since we're talking about Jennifer Hudson and Dreamgirls, I mentioned and so forth. Hey, did you hear the buzz around Beyonce supposedly getting ready to release new music? Did you hear all this crazy
stuff
that people been talking about? Oh, you missed that.
Beyonce went
and took all her pictures down on her website and took her photo on her main page down and everything, and all of her people are going crazy. All of the Beehive is going crazy. Oh, Beyonce is about to release new music, y'all. It was around this time in 2016 that she released Lemonade. She's about to do something we know. And you know, so they got people buzzing. Jimmy Fallon did this great skit last night. If you get a chance to look at it, he did this great skit last night talking about Beyonce about to release new music. It was so funny, you know. But all the he sounded like a Beehive person trying to say, oh, it's about to happen. It's about to happen, y'all. Be on the lookout, you know. So just keep, you know, probably this time next week, we'll probably be talking about Beyonce making her big announcement.
Right.
So just pay attention. So, all right. So, but we want to take the time to thank everybody for listening to us today. You have been listening to News and Trends with Dave and Len. We always appreciate the love that we get from everybody. We hope we gave you some good stuff to think about and to listen to today. And Len, you got anything you want to add to that?
You know, I just hope everyone has a great week. I guess we will be on Friday. But, you know, just curious what everybody doing for Juneteenth celebration, if they are celebrating. So if you're doing something great, or, you know, you have an event, go ahead, post it on our Facebook page. We'll reshare if it's appropriate.
Well, you know, I guess we should do a Juneteenth show on Friday, right?
Yeah, we should.
Yeah, so something around Juneteenth. So, yeah, so let's try to get something together for that, for Juneteenth, okay?
Yeah, definitely sounds good.
Yeah, so we will be chatting with you guys on Friday with the weekend roundup at 6:00. We look forward to speaking with you then. Have a great evening and good night.
Tune in next week, ladies and gentlemen, for another edition of News and Trends with your hosts, Dave and Lynn.